Bill Mayor, Scott Eisenhower here. Scott, how are you?
Well, good morning. How are you two today?
Good. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Mayor Eisenhower.
Well, sorry it took so long. I'm not going to blame Elizabeth for giving me the wrong number.
Okay. But we suspect that may be the case. Is that...
It won't be the first time a woman gave me the wrong number. Let me just say that.
Hey, what happened here recently? We had this new outfit came in and ended up with possession of what building is it that they're on the west side of downtown? The big 12-story job, I believe.
Right, Brzee Tower.
Yeah, Brzee Tower. The minute they got their mitts on it, then you turned around and filed suit on them, didn't you?
Well, and it certainly seems like we're evil people if that were the case. But let me go a little deeper into the story.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is we had actually begun legal proceedings against Land Company of Danville. And that's the entity that has owned the building for a number of years.
Okay.
So we began proceedings, met with their attorneys, laid out a timeline for what needed to be done, and notified them up front. If it wasn't done, this is the step that we were going to take. Well, what happened is once we were notified that the building had been sold, we went ahead and filed our legal proceedings against Land Company of Danville, again, the company that has owned the building for a number of years. What happened, however, is the new owner did not take title to the building. He took title to the company.
Oh.
And so the entity that we have been pursuing legally for a number of years all of a sudden now had been changed from one ownership group to another. And so that's how they ended up with all of the legal papers, because we had pursued, just as we indicated we would, upon either not meeting the deadline or transferring the building without our knowledge, the legal proceedings to get them to step up and try to maintain or at least protect the public from the dangers of the building. But again, what happened was it wasn't a transfer of the building that took place. It was a transfer of the non-for-profit corporation. And so once that happened, all of the legal proceedings that were already in process got transferred to the new owner.
Hmm. Okay.
Scott, just this week, the Danville City Council recommended a fee hike and a property tax increase to fund the $105 million pension shortfall. Tell us your feel on this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not something any of us want to do, and not something that any of us, when we took any of these roles, either as a council member or as a mayor, said, man, I can't wait to get in there and raise taxes. But the fact of the matter is this. We have a $105 million obligation that has to be met in 20 years. And so we need to have in place a 20-year plan that's going to address those problems. And so what we've done is identify two revenue sources to try to attack the problem. First of all, property tax in Danville, from the city portion anyway, only goes towards police pension, fire pension, and the Danville Public Library. That's it. No operational money comes out of that. It doesn't fund anything else. It doesn't help with streets and parks and police and fire, other than it deals with police and fire pensions only in the Danville Public Library. So that was one source we were using already. But we have a number of properties in Danville that are not paying any property tax. And so when we looked at this burden as a whole, we recognized that everyone needs to be a part of helping pay off this obligation. And so that's when we created what's called a public safety pension fee. It's a flat fee that is assessed against every property in the city. And again, that is just the community's contribution to try to pay down what is the city's long-term debt. We appreciate the work that police and fire do. We certainly recognize, based on state statute, what the pension benefits are that they receive and the fact that we have to provide that if we're going to continue to have a full-time police and fire division. Our community wants that. And when we make that decision that that's what we want, we recognize there are short-term operational cost obligations and there are long-term pension cost obligations. Now, what we're doing is stepping up to the plate, recognizing that we need to meet those obligations, and as painful as it may be, we're going to put into place a 20-year plan in order to meet that objective. What I've told everybody is, just because the previous generation decided to hand that debt down to us doesn't mean that it's reasonable or respectful for us to hand that obligation down the line to the next generation. We need to deal with it. We're going to deal with it. And while it's certainly not a popular thing to do, we're putting into place now two funding sources, two mechanisms, if you will, that are going to pay down what we owe.
And before we let you go, I just wanted to ask you about the firehouse. There were, you picked one and then you changed the one that you were talking about closing. Can you just update us on what's happening there?
Sure. Through a study, the administration had determined that one fire station, based on response times, would be closed. The fire division personnel came forward and said, hey, look, what if we switch to this station instead of the other? We think that that will be more prudent in the future. What I can share with you are a couple of things. One, in evaluating our response times, there has not been a dramatic increase at all in our response times. And in fact, oddly enough, in that particular area of our community, response times have gone down just a little bit. So we're staying where we were in regards to our response times. Plus, we just got our ISO rating that was handed down after that station closed, and our ISO rating actually improved by one level over where we were before. So the fire division is doing a great job of making that work. The community is working together to make sure that all are protected in a similar manner to the way it was before. And so at the end of the day, it was the right decision for us to make. And I'm also very proud of the fire division personnel for making it work as well as it is.
All right. Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower. Scott, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Sorry it was so short. Appreciate you guys getting me on.
Thanks,
all right,
Scott.
Take care.